going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looks like the only incorrect call went Detroit's way last night. They said Jalen wasn't set. There was a Duren play where essentially he traveled. Mm.
So there was two things that just, I don't even know how to describe it. Just wasn't fair. Well, one thing that wasn't fair. One, there was a backcourt on Jalen Brunson. That should have been backcourt. It's in real time, you're looking at that. And I'm like, ooh, that's, hey, I don't know. Look like backcourt. And then you see the slowdown. Yes, that's backcourt. So that went wrong for them. But this was almost, I don't know how to say it, but this was just almost an embarrassment from the league. The Knicks are up 118-116. The move at that point, with no timeouts and 0.5 seconds to go, is for Jalen Brunson to miss the free throw. Because miss it, mm-hmm. grab a rebound, mm-hmm. you don't have time mm-hmm. to turn around and it'd be a miracle, right? A full court heave. That's the move. He does that. The clock operator starts the clock early. And now Detroit gets the ball side out down two. Mm-hmm. That's not fair. That is not accurate. That is not how that should go. Because not only are you penalizing the Knicks, so to speak, for the operator not making the right move, mm-hmm. but now you're giving the Knicks the benefit of being able to have the one advantage that they weren't going to have mm-hmm. if they would have missed the shot by taking the ball out, run a play, whatever the case may be, and you took a point away from the Knicks. So now they can lose. Mm-hmm. Because all that, I was sitting there talking to Jazz about this endlessly, and she was like, I don't care. I was like, this is not fair. How is this just right? Like, I would have gone crazy if I was Thibs. Yeah. I was like, you just completely botched my whole strategy in this situation, and I could have lost the game.
Mm-hmm. Do we think the series is going seven?
It shouldn't.
No, I think
it shouldn't go seven.
Really?
I don't think so.
If they are who they say they are, it shouldn't be going to seven. The same energy y'all have for the Cavs.
This
is their first time there.
I think it's five or six, to be honest. Yeah. No, I don't think it's five. Like, they'll win another one. I think it's six.
I think Detroit gets them next.
Yeah, I wouldn't be. Yeah, 2-2? Yeah.
Mm.
It depends.
New York said
somebody caught him on one of the pods. It depends on what version of Toby Harris we get. Got the bad one.
That's
last
the thing,
night.
Yeah. That was Philadelphia 76ers, wow. Tobias Harris.
That's
yesterday.
Him. That's wow. who. That's who Tobias Harris is. Sometimes he shows up. Sometimes he doesn't. Mm.
You gonna get one more good Toby Harris game?
Yeah, we're going seven.
Well, that would require two, probably. You getting two?
Give me at least one.
But yeah, no, if the Knicks are who they say they are, this shouldn't be that tough of a series. I know Detroit's playing good and all that.
Detroit's good. This isn't, you know.
That was an intense game last
night. It was.
No,
they put up a fight.
I don't want to say I don't care how good you are.
Yeah.
in that environment and the way that game was played, that's tough for
I feel
a lot
like
of
it,
teams.
It might have been a momentum swing last night for the Knicks.
Just Casey asked, like, if we're going to get into Tobias Harris game, we counting on Cat to show up the rest of the series too, though?
Yeah. Like that? I'm not.
Yeah, see, like Kat, the Knicks can have a stinker too. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
but
I'm
I don't think Cat's
Knicks everyone to show up again. Like, I can see Cat not taking another shot in the fourth quarter on one of these games.
I don't see that.
I do.
I don't see Cat like playing that way another time in this series.
Really?
I don't see that.
Mm.
That doesn't mean
game.
He gets 31 every game. I'm not saying that. But what we saw in game two, I don't think that happens again. That was a complete no-show. I don't think he gives you a complete no-show again.
Okay.
Good series, though. I loved it. I loved watching that game.
I was
locked in. That was some good playoff stuff.
There were good series with these two. Good games last night with the Oklahoma City comeback, which I guess it's just okay.
The one game I was hyped for. I don't want to leave that real quick. There's no way on God's green earth I'm giving Jaren Jackson $300 million.
Yeah.
There's no way. I'm calling right now. Hey, he's available. We want him. Because if he's the man and that's what his credentials and mm-hmm. the awards he's gotten allows him to be his agent, everybody going to ask for $300 million. And I'm like, well, that's what you're asking for? All right, man, I'm going to have to shop you.
Is he an analytics say this guy's, like, tell us yep. he's better? Okay. Yep. That's how it looks.
I like him, by the way.
He's a good ball player.
Yeah.
But $300 million, bro. I'm shopping you.
Hey, also about that game, we saw Ja go down.
This is the second time he's gotten hurt.
So for all those people out there, it's like, hey, get Ja. He suffers a lot with injuries.
Well, that's not his fault. Like, that was kind of a freak. Lou Dort essentially, like, got stuck.
Yeah.
Fell. Like, he was fall. He basically stumbled.
Right.
Undercut Ja, who took a fall that was tough, as man. Brutal as Jimmy's the other night.
Yeah.
And they've already said Ja's out game four. So
Scott Perry, go ahead and make that call.
I'm making the call.
Yeah, I'm asking questions.
What do you guys think about Desmond Bane? I think he's kind of like underrated. Like, he can hit threes. He can play defense. He's in shape. Like, I don't know. He's a really good ball player.
He's a really, really good complimentary piece.
Yeah, he's not your star.
If you look at him as your number one, I think he's overqualified. He's not that. But in that situation they had him in with a healthy Ja, mm-hmm. with Jaren Jackson, yeah, I like him there.
He's a good piece. That's he's like Mikal, kind of for the Knicks. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one game that we were certain would be close was not.
Yeah.
The Clippers beat the hell out of the Denver Nuggets last night.
So your thoughts?
Did I call a blowout?
Did you?
I did. When?
You don't know?
Yeah, I have no record. I don't even remember us talking about this game yesterday.
Not yesterday. I think we called after game two, and I said I think they gonna smack them up in game three.
No, I'm not.
I think you're a fraud.
Yeah, Zay, hell no,
Zay,
no.
No, no, Zay, oh, no, no. No, don't go call him for Zabo's help. After what you've done to that man the last few weeks, don't go call him for Zabo.
Trying to call back on two-day-old takes? That. You don't even know if you said it?
You leave Zay alone. Let that man live.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God. He's choking under pressure. Look. Yeah, pressure got to him.
You're choking on your lie.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing right now. Choking on your lie.
Hey, man, this series is about done.
Do you guys buy the Clippers?
Might be.
Like,
the
I think
Clippers?
This, yeah,
I buy the Clippers.
Yeah, I think this series, like you said, is over. I think Clippers going to win, but do you think they're going to stay, keep this run alive?
They can beat the Thunder. They can go to the finals.
People are saying that.
Yeah, I think the Clippers can absolutely be in the Western Conference.
They got squads. Yeah, James Harden, he's playing good. Kawhi's looking like the old Kawhi right now.
James is cooking.
Zubac, yeah.
James is cooking.
It's tough.
Hey, is anyone going to talk about Jokic, by the way? Being all demonstrative, yelling at his coach? Anyone going to say anything about that? Or is that just cool? Jokic just get away with a lot. Is no one going to say nothing about that?
Well, it's fiery.
Fiery. Love his passion for the game.
It's fiery.
And then sits on the seat just all disgusting.
Can I tell you a take you might? I was fine with it just because it's one of the first. I think he cares.
Yeah.
He ain't worried about getting home today. This man does.
Yeah.
show me you want to win. Like, not, but obviously his play is extraordinary, but we always say, like, Jokic does, he wants to go home. I love that from him last night. I was like, hey, Jokic actually does give a crap.
Is the Jokic stuff about him not caring a little overblown?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I think it is.
You don't think he's in the locker room, like, wanting to win? Like,
no, I believe the man wants to win.
Like,
but no, I think there's a difference between wanting to win and not wanting to lose. Like, there are people who losing, like,
some people hate
eats
losing.
At them.
Yes.
I think it happens with a lot of athletes at this level. I don't know that losing eats it. Well, I didn't know if losing ate at Jokic. I didn't know if to answer this a different way, I absolutely thought basketball was a job for Nikola Jokic. Drew Down is an accountant. Nikola Jokic is a basketball player. They approach their job the same way.
So here's what I think about Jokic. I think he loves basketball. I think he hates to lose. I think the NBA is a job for him, if that makes sense.
No, that actually, no, I got you.
He loves basketball. Everything that surrounds him with the NBA, I think he could. He could leave. Like, he does not like that.
Yeah.
But the actual game.
He doesn't want to be a face of the league. He doesn't want to be that guy out there. Just all
the
that
tweets,
stuff.
The reporters, all this. Like, I don't think he enjoys the NBA aspect at all. But the actual game, like, it's time to win or lose.
The game of basketball.
Yeah, I think he loves the game. And is passionate about wins or losses.
Hmm. I had no problem with him cussing out David Adelman or Jamal Murray or whoever he was cussing out yesterday. Oh, I had no problem with it.
Intuit Dome looked nice. For their first playoff game, I was interested to see
what did the wall look like.
Wall actually looked dope, but once again, they
say it worked.
Yeah, they got to fix that.
Yeah, because the away team gets to choose which way they want to go. Mm-hmm. And I think ever since they figured that out, the away team, they just always choose.
Phoenix Suns were the only stupid team to pick. Say, yeah, going. Yeah, the wall really, really affected us. Just pick the other way, Devin.
Yeah,
the fact that. It took teams time to
took a whole
figure
season.
It out is super concerning.
We'll just shoot this way, actually.
So if you're shooting on the – that means – so, okay, so the counter to that is a lot of – tell me if I got this right. A lot of coaches want defense to be played in front of them in the second half and not offense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's what they have. If you go away from – if you go towards the wall in the first half, in the second half, defense is in front of your bench.
Okay, yeah. Then why – yeah.
It's just Clippers being Clippers, I guess. It's like they tried, but it's also like, yeah, there's why you're the Clippers.
You need two walls, actually.
That's the answer.
You need two different walls.
That's the answer.
Somebody proposed that, by the way. We need two walls.
Hey, I bet you someone thought of that.
Bomber was like, there's no way.
During these meetings, someone thought of like, hey, like – wait, they could pick their sides, but like, what are you going to tell Steve Ballmer? Like, nah, Steve, we actually can't do this.
They kept it to themselves.
Yeah, how much is like, you're all excited about it.
No, they were probably like, well, Steve, we can't have two sides of the building going straight up like that.
Yeah. No, it's Damn, a real figure it out.
It's a real thing. It's been proven.
Steve
like,
Ballmer sound like Vince McMahon? Jeez.
We're just thinking with that. Redacted Jeez. Ballmer.
Redacted Ballmer. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I think that series is over, though. I think it's done. I can't imagine the Nuggets coming back and winning that series. I just don't think they're good enough this year.
Kawhi gave a shout-out to the wall last night.
Kawhi like, got the Gatorade off the stand.
Those kids don't need to be drinking that.
So get this off the table.
That's funny.
Kawhi Leonard for the kids.
Shout-out to Kawhi.
Hey, I like this for Kawhi Leonard, though, man. I've been like really tough on him because he's been injured like every year practically, but seeing him come back and do his thing, he had to remind some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's putting in that work.
Well, I mean, somebody else is averaging about 20 plus for the series. Are we going
to? Not till games matter.
Big time tone setter last night.
Not till it matters.
Oh,
round two. Let me see at least round two.
He's playing great.
Yeah, he's playing fine. Yeah, he's doing what he should be doing. He's doing what he should be doing.
This is not James Harden. Does not fold in the playoffs. He folds in the most important moments in the playoffs.
Yes.
He has been terrific in playoffs.
Game six of round two, why is he falling on the ground so much? Why is he doing that?
It was game seven, too. He was just kind of falling. just would fall.
James Harden's playing very, very well right now. If this is the James Harden you get when you're in a 3-2 series or a 3-3 series, I'll take the Clippers.
I think
I'll take the Clippers every time.
This is the situation best suited for him. He's got obviously a one with Kawhi,
yeah, but
he's
but
got some other. He got some other boys.
Yeah, he got Norm Powell over there.
Norm Powell did real.
And shout out! I meant to say this yesterday. Shout out to Chris Dunn. Chris Dunn was a bust.
Rhode Island. Providence
was considered a bus, was out of the league, going around G League, whatever. And he got to the Clippers and maybe.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
He got with a coaching staff that found what he could be good at to stick to this league, and that's defense and being a hellacious perimeter defender. Mm-hmm. He accepted that, and he's a big part of what they're doing and with the Clippers.
He's in the right situation.
I'm having I'm like spiraling a bit where I'm obsessing on something. He went to Providence. That was Bobby Hurley or Dan Hurley?
Providence was the black dude.
No.
Yeah, who's at Georgetown right now, I believe. I don't think Dan – it definitely wasn't Bobby because Bobby's been at Arizona State for a while. But I thought for sure Hurley
coached him.
Oh, boy, and I apologize for saying this about him. But the guy with the, you know, the haircut because he's got – I don't know what condition he's got. But I think he was at Providence for a while. And now he's at Georgetown.
Okay, Dan was at Rhode Island.
There we go.
University of Rhode Island.
There we go.
We have to go. My okay. Brain is.
Not. It's okay, baby. It's college basketball, whether it's Rhode Island or Providence. Christ. It doesn't matter.
Sorry to interrupt the boxing conversation here as we bring our man Eddie Gonzalez, who's just got plaques and awards behind him. All these years we've done a show, we ain't ever gotten a plaque or an award like he got.
Yeah, come on, man. Well, you old know, game. Big time.
Hey, look, there's a little backstory for this. If you on YouTube, you can see this little poster. We did a contest and we gave that a poster away. We made three. There's one at the boardroom office. It's one that somebody who won. I think they live in like the Philippines or something. And there's that one right there. There's a green one that I gave to my dad. My dad requested a poster and had KD sign it. Pops gave it away.
Oh,
crazy.
Oh man.
I sent him the joint friend and all that. Pops hit me like a month later, like, yeah, I'll get it to your uncle. I'm like, Dad, I'll get it to you. What are you doing?
I gotta ask the question, and you can say whatever you at liberty to say, but I mean, it's not dead, is it? Like, we gonna see the et cetera at some point?
The corporate answer is, I think Boardroom is just doing different things. They've adjusted as a company. The real answer that I'll tell y'all is, I'm definitely gonna record something with Kevin and there in the summer. We talked about it a bunch. Even if it's just like a one-off where I'll go sit down and ask him all the stupid stuff.
After somebody needs traded to ask Sacramento.
Yeah. But I think for the most part, yeah, maybe.
I ain't even trying to gas you. Like, I thought that was really good. I thought you guys did a really good job, especially, you know, obviously you two talking, but when he would bring different people in there. Like,
you guys to this day have the best conversation I've ever heard with Kyrie Irving. And it's not close.
I agree. I think, look, I feel responsible for a lot of the content BA, the National Content League that we watching now in the NBA. In a good way, in a bad way, I'm happy with what we've done. You know, me and Kevin are always talking about other things to do and things to link up. Quiet as kept, Kevin was a big fan of the Mozzie album. And, like, I'm trying to get them in the studio together. So, like, we're always cooking up little ideas and ways to collide our worlds. But we'll definitely do something. We'll keep something together.
Et cetera.
The views and opinions expressed by Eddie Gonzalez are that of Eddie Gonzalez.
Hey, look. Send y'all a screenshot of what he said you're going to laugh.
Look, et cetera is part two. Jason Tatum. He take over the franchise. Hey, that's your man.
Look, you saying a lot. You saying a lot, and I believe it at that, man.
Well, he ain't doing nothing right now, apparently, so.
He might be playing basketball today. Don't.
Oh, well,
it's questionable now.
Okay.
But look, in all seriousness, I think Tatum would serve well doing et cetera. We don't know Jason Tatum
at all.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
If he did like that, I think that would really help him out with just knowing Jason Tatum and not the character that we think is Jason Tatum.
I agree. And it's a convo we've had before. And just like, as friends discussing, like, you know, ways to show off his personality and stuff like that. And you know, he's protective over his image, as I think all these guys are. He's not going to be artificial, which I think a lot of these guys are. So when you hear people say, oh, he should act more like Anthony Edwards, or he should do this, and he should cuss more, he should do all this, he's not going to do that because that's not necessarily him. But I think Jeff Teague had it right where he said, you know, he is a little bit of that, and y'all kind of just lucky he cares a little more right now. But let JT get title two, we might really see St. Louis JT pretty soon.
They your favorites? Boston, they your favorites? Boston, are they your favorites to win?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we can roll into the playoff convo here, I guess. But, like, I think there's been a few impressive teams. Obviously, we love what the Thunder are doing, I think, against a lesser opponent. But I just still think the complete version of the Celtics is far and away the best team. And for me, it's just about the flexibility they have with those lineups. They can play their best five and guard everybody still. And to me, that changes everything. They can lose a guy like they just lost JT for a game and still won by double digits. You know, they won series last year without Porzingis, who's one of the more important players on that team on both ends of the court. So they're just the most complete team. I think they had that experience. And even just talking to Jay on the way to these playoffs, like, that run last year taught them so much about peaking at the right time, about exerting the right amount of effort, about what it really takes to win 16 playoff games. That's a team on a vengeance. And they're all my favorite. But I've been impressed by a lot of teams thus far. You know, the Clippers have looked great. The Nuggets look great for a game. Obviously, like I said, the Thunder, I've been impressed by the Wolves, and then the Lakers get them. So I love that it's been a back and forth. But I think, yeah, those the two, you know, the Celtics and the Thunder, I think are the classic NBA right now. And you can't sleep on the Cavs. The Heat have been right there with them, but you can't sleep on that.
There's a couple guys in this room that can. Well, I'm not one of them. Yeah, but.
I got word about your boy, Jesse. He was questioning my man.
What I do?
All this. Yo, what's that about? What's I missed it. I missed the whole conference.
What did I do?
Oh, we get the fourth box. There we go.
What did I do? I'm just saying. What did I do?
I'm on stream, and my chat started blowing up. Like, yo, your boy, he's over there hating on JT, man. You gonna have to
get him.
No, it's just he wasn't shooting too well in game whatever. He hurts his thumb. Like, oh, he's hurt, and he comes back, gets a couple threes. All right, JT's good. He don't play game two. I'm like, what the hell? Like, it's playoffs. We need you out there.
He stopped short of calling him a bitch.
No, I don't do that.
Hey, JT played 114 straight playoff games. He was hot about missing a game. I mean, he's mad about missing any games. He missed a game in Phoenix this year, and he ran in the locker room, sat down, and was like, oh, they ain't going to let me play. And I feel fine, bro. I did my whole workout. Like, you know, damn it, throwing a tantrum. So if he had to miss a playoff game, I know it hurt. You know what I mean? And quiet as kept, we talked like the next morning, kind of like, I'm joking, like, oh, you straight, right? Well, and he was like, I'm gonna be honest, I'm not playing tomorrow. This hurts bad. And it obviously came out, but I do think he's going to try to play today.
He looked nice on the sidelines. I like that outfit he had on, man. Look,
he put a fit on.
Yeah, he looked clean. He looked clean.
He stepped it up this year, man.
Yeah, he looked clean.
He did. That's probably something that deserves some more discussion. Yeah, he did step up this year.
I like JT. All league NBA fits. That's my man
right now. You think so?
I think so. I don't know if they're going to give it to him, but he's all league in my opinion.
Yeah, you know what I like about JT? He took a lot of flack for this last year, kind of like putting it together. But I think he has a unique style unto himself. And that, like, to me, it makes you a little bit more stylish.
I like his style. I liked it last year, too. I liked his style.
I've come around. Don't hate me. I've come around on Tyrese Halliburton. I appreciate some of the fits sometimes.
Mm. It's just when you get down to the shoes.
I agree. Like,
the penny loafers with the high socks. I mean, I know.
I'm not saying I would wear what he's wearing, but I'm saying I have appreciated some of the stuff. I think two of them boys out in Minnesota got the cleanest. Nas Reed and Nall.
Nas Reed can go.
Yeah. Little streetwear mixed with a little bit of luxury. Yeah. I like the little clash.
Shout out to Legends, by the way. Legends is back. They dropped the.
He's back, man. He was worried.
They were sweating.
What happened? They was hating.
He said the league was watching them.
Yeah, he got flagged on YouTube. You know, you get a strike on YouTube. That's bad business.
Yeah,
he
that's
was
tough.
Able, I think disputed and get it right. Yo, he's doing major contribution to the online culture of the league. What he does, and I don't know how he does it. He's a spy or something.
he got a gift.
He dropped the. He dropped Ty calling Dame a hoe over and over again.
Should have slapped him right there. Dame should have just slapped him.
He just kept calling him a hoe. It's like, you a hoe. You a hoe. Like, oh, my God.
Hey, but Dame started it, man. Shout out to Ty standing up for himself. Dame started in game one, and they like, dog, why is you talking on the bench? Now he's on the court, and he still at it. So, hey, I love the animosity in the playoffs so far. I think the refs have been a little overzealous. Obviously, there's some plays, unfortunate plays, the Jimmy Butler play, the John Morant play.
Mm.
But let them dudes be chippy, man. This is what playoff basketball is about.
I'm with you. So, one of the things that Dame alluded to a little bit was, this is what myself and Jesse said after game two with Cleveland. I said, I believe they're championship contenders, but these first two games, they haven't handled business the way I want them to against a team like Miami. I said, I need them to do what they did, what OKC did to Memphis in those first two games and what Boston's doing to Orlando. Still think Cleveland is a championship contender. I still think OKC is a championship contender, but Dame, you'll co-sign. I've said, let's not put them in pen in the Western Conference just yet. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you right now, if they play the Clippers, I'm picking the Clippers to win that series.
I'm with you. The physicality and some of the athleticism on these teams in the West that we've seen so far, they're going to give the Thunder issues, whether it's the Wolves, whether it's the Lakers, whether it's whoever wins Houston, Golden State, and then Minnesota, who I'm big. I wanted to see them play Minnesota round one so bad. But I'm with you on the Clippers. I don't love every time that Kawhi plays good, they start calling him better than Kevin all time and all that stuff. But that's my own personal beef. But that team is just – they're tough. You got Zubac up front. He plays in all their lineups. He plays tough defense. Rebounding matters so much in the playoffs. I mean, I was watching the Thunder get bullied a little bit last night. Now, shout out to Chet. That's my guy. He stepped it up after a rough first half. Had a little back and forth with Ja and then really start cooking. Mm-hmm. But that team is a little – we can say light in the ass on the radio, right? Seems a little light in the ass. And I'll be – that's going to come – rubber's going to hit the road with that, with some of these teams they're going to play in the next couple series. So that this concerns me a little bit. I think they're dangerous, obviously. They're the one seed. They won all these games this year. But you got to love size, athleticism, and rebounding in the playoffs. And there's a lot of that in the West. As far as Cleveland, as soon as I got the dissing, like, man, they don't have that singular guy. Donovan Mitchell went crazy in that last fourth quarter. Yeah. So it's like, man, maybe they do. Yeah, I just can't see how they stack up against Boston. That's their whole problem. They'll look great against Indy. And that's going to be a fast series, high-scoring series. But once they see Boston and then you have those multiple guys on that team who put the ball in the bucket and then defend on the other side, that's going to be a tough series for them.
Do they stack up best versus Boston? Of like the teams in the conference, they being the Cleveland Cavaliers, do they stack up best as any other team in the conference?
I think Indy might. Mm. I think Indy has the puncher's chance where they're going to play fast. They're going to get a lot of shots up. They got the stretch five they can put out on the floor and still play big against them. I actually think it's them. I thought they played them the best last year in the playoffs before Halley got hurt. And I think they know their identity more than some of these other teams. I don't love them on defense, but they have to beat Boston in a shootout anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's gonna be one of those things. I put Cleveland right behind them, but I don't worry about them. The Celtics have too much firepower. And you look at what Jaylen Brown did two nights ago. Like, you know, if your 1B can do that, like, y'all are set as far as playoffs. I don't think they have the wings to guard those dudes. It's just a tough series for them all around.
You know, I don't want to continue to go crazy on the Clippers, but I'm really liking how they're playing. Did you see that one little sneaky move Ty Lue did last night that I was like, oh, they can do that? Hmm. Where he put Ben Simmons at center. Simmons was at center guarding Jokic. So, like, whatever was going on with Zubac, maybe they wanted a different look, and they had Ben Simmons guarding Jokic and playing center, and now you got a situation where this guy can get the rebound, go coast to coast, and you get everybody. I saw that. I was like, man, I didn't even think about something like that. Like, I think they're clicking right now. They are clicking.
The thing that gets me with that team, and we watched this in the playoffs, we watched it late in playoff games, it turns into a lot of iso ball. It turns into a lot of, like, that guy can't guard me. So you either going to have to get him off me or you're going to have to double. And I'm going to make sure he gets on me. And they got two of the best in the world at that. Mm-hmm. When they're clicking, when James is on a heater, it's only so much some of them dudes on that Denver team can do. And none of them have guarded Kawhi well thus far. It's just about how aggressive he has been. You know, I'm looking for Denver to bounce back. This has been the closest and best series until that blowout last night. I think it's going to go at least six, if not seven. But yeah, whatever you thought of the Clippers in the regular season, whatever hope you had for them, we're watching it come to fruition. Obviously, that's a big emotional night for them last night. And the X factor for me, the one I'm looking at, like I'm waiting to see if he gets going. If Bogey Bogdanovich gets going, and they have another scoring element that they haven't had, and they got these videos of James on the bench telling them, just loosen up, just play your game. We need you to do your thing. If they add one more ball handler, one more shot creator, in him and more confident Bogey, then it's like really scary going forward. So I'm locked in on this series, whether Mike Porter is out or not. But it's been great thus far.
First round playoff exit, Bucks, Nuggets, one or both of those teams headed for a blow up.
I would say Bucks. Nuggets, you have to hold on to Jokic, and you have to just a blow up is strong. We're gonna shuffle some things. We're gonna figure some stuff out. You know, people were trying to have them make a run at KD, this and that third. But when you're the Bucks, you don't have no picks. You don't have no cap space. You just re-up on your – so you just gave your GM the vote of confidence to say, hey, if changes are coming, we got you. You got a disgruntled star who is talked about pretty openly about, like, yo, if it don't get good here, I'm out. You got a disgruntled inherited star who didn't want to go there to begin with and tried to back out of going there to begin with. you got to parcel every whatever value you can get out of them while you can. To me, it's them. And to me, I think it's coming. You know, I don't know where Giannis goes. I know a lot of people feel like he lands. Brooklyn makes sense. I've heard rumors about Chicago, which is kind of odd to me, but I guess nearby and stuff like that. The Knicks are another one people are asking about. Miami's always a question. I think that domino is going to fall this summer, especially if they lose this in a sweep. But he's going to go down swinging. He said that the other night. I know what I got to effing do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to watch some football tonight when 34 is on that court. If Dame's feeling better, got his legs under him, I think we'll have a bounce back from Dame. But if they go out in 4 or 5, yeah, there's some changes coming in Milwaukee.
We saw the football game last night. I said it was a back alley brawl disguised as a basketball game. I loved watching how the Knicks and the Pistons played last night. Yep. The intensity in the arena, the intensity between those two teams. I loved it. I thought that was playoff basketball at its best. I think the Knicks got control back of this series. I think Cat got his bad game out of the way, and I don't expect to see another game like that from him in like game two like that in this series. But what you think about that series, man? You think
Man, it's a tough series, and I mentioned it earlier with the Clippers, and I'm going to mention it here again. And again, basketball is complicated, but sometimes it's simple. And you watch the end of that game, that's a close game in that fourth quarter, and you saw what happened. The Pistons could not manufacture shots. They could not create on the isolation. And that's look, it's a tough job for Kay Cunningham going against OG, all the attention he gets on offense. But then I'm watching Jalen Brunson on the other side. And as much as I like to bag on him, as upset as I was about game two, him flying and flopping all over the place, when it came down to crunch time, he's just getting on that right wing, and Dennis Schroeder had nothing for him. And he was just finding buckets over and over and over again. I don't remember what he finished with in the fourth, but I believe he had 10 in the fourth, late in the fourth. And they couldn't match that on the other end. And it came down to that. This is going to be a close series and be a physical series. I don't know if they're getting everybody's guy out there, Isaiah Stewart, back here soon, but they could use that up front. Again, that's another series I think is going 6 or 7. And my thing about this, and I tip my hat to the Pistons, Kay Cunningham's getting better every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a scary, scary basketball player. That draft class is looking better and better by the night, ain't it? Him, Jalen Green. If you're a Scottie Barnes fan, you got him out there. Like, that's a tough draft class as we look back on it now. And he's getting better every night. He got his rough game one out the way, and he's figured it out. I expect him to be better in this series as it goes forward. And again, it's coming down to late buckets, and that was a one-point game. So it's coming down to that. But salute to Jalen Brunson for stepping up when he did. And he got some huge buckets down the stretch there. That's a tough dude to guard, even when he's drawing fouls, but even when he's not. Yeah. And so I think they're going to win, even though I picked Detroit. But game four is going to be huge. Like, game four is the series to me.
Is the biggest question mark Karl-Anthony Towns?
To me, like digging a little deeper, I would say it's Josh Hart. Because that's always everybody's defensive kind of fix for the Knicks. Oh, we'll put our center on Josh and we'll sag off him and we'll just do whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll guard Cat with Tobias and we're fine. He's going to shoot from outside. Whatever. So I think it's like, yo, if you get these huge buckets from Josh Hart, he hit a big shot late in that game as well, and he's a great rebounder. You know, that's when the Knicks are killing. But if you get a bad game from Josh Hart and you're allowed to kind of sag off him and be in the paint and muck it up for Jalen Brunson, then you're there. Then you're ahead against him. So I would say it's him. I think Cat's gonna get his stuff anyway. Like, I know it's easy to hate on Cat, but he's one of the more gifted offense players in the league. And when the shot's falling, you know, when he's attacking the small, sometimes how he does on drives, it's basically nothing you can do. So I don't think it's him. I would say it's like Josh Hart.
What you think about this Warrior series? Is it as simple as if Jimmy can't come back, they can't beat the Rockets? I picked the Rockets to win that series regardless. Game one kind of had me shook a little bit because that offense was looking crazy. Yeah. But obviously Jalen stepped it up in game two and no Jimmy. How do you see this one playing out with Jimmy, without Jimmy?
I mean, I think the biggest thing that's been an issue in both teams to talk about is the size. And when the Rockets is being bigger and tougher, that's enough to keep you in the series. You don't have the firepower to really do that, unless you get a huge game from Jalen Green. And hopefully he shook off that first game, and this is what we're going to see from him going forward. He's a spectacular bucket getter. He's crazy athletic, and you would hope this is a matchup he can take advantage of. But that size and that physicality, it's going to be an issue. And that's where we're losing Jimmy Hurts. You know, you get that on the perimeter with him. You get that in the interior with him. I mean, he got hurt going up that crazy rebound. He didn't have no business getting, and he got it anyway. But to me, that's this series. The Rockets are going to have a puncher's chance for as long as they can beat up on the Warriors. And I think they're going to be able to beat up on them all series. If they get Jimmy back, I still think the Warriors taking it. I think he's going to play tomorrow. I know he's pushing to. He's trying to. I heard behind the scenes, like it's going to be hard to get him not to. But he is hurt. Mm-hmm. He is hurt. That's a very serious injury. It's going to be tough to deal with physically. But that's a tough dude. That's a close series. A series I'm enjoying the most, you know. And I think it's just going to keep getting chippier and chippier. But, yeah, I'm with you. I got Rockets. I actually got Rockets in a tough game seven. I think that's what I picked before the series. And I kind of love that passing of the baton. Like, you know, I kind of love that. And then them going into the next series, either against the Lakers or the Wolves, like, it's all lining up for us as fans.
Mm-hmm. Who do you like in that one? We got a game three in Minnesota for that one tonight.
I feel like this is the new game one for that series, right? Mm-hmm. You got your split, you got a 5-game series now. Two blowouts. What do you really learn from two blowouts? If you're the Lakers, you say, "Yo, they shot the hell out the ball in game one. They're not gonna do that again." If you're the Wolves, you say, "Yo, we couldn't hit nothing in game two. We're not gonna do that again." For me, I'm looking at Rudy Gobert. He has 6 rebounds in that second game. Everybody wants to rag about him on the island getting shook up. Luka was 2-8 in the second half. Like, they get a bucket here. I feel like he's holding his own. Like, you need him on defense. But if he's not going to crash and kill on the boards on both sides of the game, we can't play you. We need offensive punch. They could not get a bucket on that second half. And that's why you saw a lot of Nas Reed. That's why Rudy got pulled, not his defense. Like, we have to get a bucket. You watching other bigs and other series crashing in, getting offensive rebounds, creating situations for their team. He should be able to do that against that smaller team. He just hasn't thus far. I think the Wolves are still going to pull it out because I just can't look at that team and see how athletic they are, how much they're flying all over the court, the length, the size, and think the Lakers overcome that. But, you know, if I'm just so impressed with what LeBron did in the second half of that game. He doesn't look 100%. I know he's old and everybody's saying this is what he is. Doesn't look 100%. He was not catching that lob that AR threw.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Come to get that steal in the open court, to get that layup he got. You know, he's hitting big shots. He's still finding ways to be effective. But, man, at the end of the day, the size over there, I feel like it's going to overwhelm and it's going to be more taxing as the series goes on.
As somebody who was rooting for the Timberwolves to win, I was so frustrated that Rudy, one, couldn't get a rebound defensively or offensively, yep. And then he would get an offensive rebound and couldn't finish, would get stripped, all this. I'm like, once again, why are you out here? Why are you out here? Because they're picking on you defensively, and if you're not making a pay on the other side, I was extremely frustrated. The good news about this series, though, is it's not going to be on the SEC network like Pacers Bucks.
No,
they're putting them people on ESPNU.
That is insane. Which means you can watch it at like a Hilton.
Yo, I know it worked out yesterday because it was a crazy blowout, but I could not believe that the Clippers and Nuggets was on NBA TV. I'm like, yeah. Who is scheduling this? That's stuff? Crazy. What is the rule for this?
They could at least put it on True TV, like, because you got these blackout issues. Like, use the other TNT or the Turner channel, put on TBS.
I'm sorry, man. We're airing Impractical Jokers for the 15th time today.
You know where you can watch it? You can watch it on Playback TV, playback.tv/Eddie. I have all the games on there for you. I'm giving away some signed KDs. I'm giving away a signed JT jersey. I got a signed Jimmy Butler jersey if you're a Warriors fan. Well, so you can watch them there. Please, I got them always on there. You ain't got to worry about it.
I'm tapping in. I want some signed KDs.
Come on, man. Hell
yeah, I'm tapping in.
Eddie, we appreciate you, man. Thank you as always, my brother.
Hey, we didn't talk about the draft, and I know you got a commercial, but.
No, we good.
No!
You said no, you don't like it?
Vegas. I need Shador in Vegas. We picked a running back at 6. We suck already. Like, he's my height.
He'll help out Gino.
Get Shador to Vegas. That's all I care about.
I mean, I'm with it, but. Yeah. I didn't hate the pick at 6 at all.
If they don't pick him again today, I'm going to feel away. I want some hope with Shador, man. Come on.
Okay. We got hope with Ginty.
We got too many needs, man. We need a corner. We need a safety. We need a tackle.
You have a, you have a lot of needs. Are you sure you want to use a pick on a quarterback?
That's one of our needs.
Okay, all right. I mean, you got to yell at me. I'm a broadcast journalist. Well,
good to see you, Rock.
It's Cleveland, it's Houston, Tennessee, Cleveland, Las Vegas. They'd have to, Shador would have to get past Cleveland twice.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to pass Cleveland. I heard the rumor. Cleveland taking him.
Yeah. All right, we appreciate you, Eddie. Thank you, my brother.
All right, bye-bye.
And we haven't really talked enough about the Raiders either. Yeah. We'll come back. We got a programming update we need to talk about. And what the hell is going on at Sac State? Hey, my goodness.
We're in a stadium about to be jumping, bro.
Hey, if y'all listening, we need Coach Marion here next week.
Hey, man.
We need Coach Marion on this show next week.
Stadium about to be jumping.
If you missed Jake Gaden's tweet, we'll catch you up to date here. We're going to try to get Kyle Mattson in with us as well. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Couple of quick notes here. Kyle Mattson, who kind enough to move his time with us because Bruce showed up here to start the show. Kyle's going to join us at 3:15.
Okay.
So we'll talk to Kyle Mattson about the 49ers draft last night and what we expect from them heading into tonight with three picks headed San Francisco's way tonight. Also, Monday, the best way I can put it is the station's going dark. No insiders, no D'Lo and KC. We have a company event we need to attend. We don't expect anyone to be hurt in this company event.
Some good old quality team building.
Yeah, good. Yes, in which no one will break a wrist, a finger.
Bring the binder just in case, Jen.
Jen, just in case. Bring all the appropriate paperwork.
Yeah.
But we do have some company business to attend to on Monday. Shout out to our guy, Aaron Miller, who came to us and said, hey, you guys are the only ones who can't really, you know, work around this. So can you help me, like, determine a day?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I don't think the Kings will be playing at the end of April, so
damn,
that might be an ideal time.
What day were you out on the Kings?
Yeah. When was this? February? Yeah.
I literally said I wanted the season to be over. What day was that? The Wizards. The day they lost to the Wizards.
Multiple times this year.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll be no insiders, no D'Lo and Casey on Monday, but we will be back here on Tuesday for sure.
Sorry to West Sac Kings fan, the rest of the chat, Alice. You guys will have to work that day.
Sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
Zabo, this is when you get your work in.
Yeah, not when we're doing a prize pick segment.
Yeah, man. Come on, Monday, get all that work in, get it done and out the way early in the week. So
and you have the nerve to ask this man to go look for a clip for you.
Well,
the way you have treated Zabo over the last couple of weeks is one of the biggest heel turns. It's one of the biggest betrayals.
How do we comp that to wrestling?
Andre the Giant turning on Hulk Hogan in 87. Now, Andre was right. But still, at the time, I didn't know that.
Zabo knows. Zabo knows what he needs to do.
You threw.
Zabo knows why is that he has to.
Why is Barack Obama here?
I don't even know who this is.
Why is Barack Obama
here? Some people
here?
Thought I could be the president.
That's what
but
you
no,
do.
I'm not. No, I'm DJ. I'm DJ.
You laugh and everything to try to like level out the impression. Is that how Dwayne laughs? 6 weeks. I told him. 6 weeks. We got to. Cody, I'm not showing up. Cody, they don't need me. Now the finish was crap. Finish was garbage. I would have finessed it differently. What the hell does that even mean, Dwayne? You would have finessed it differently? What would you have finessed, Dwayne?
Has he affected his...
Dwayne sucks!
Yeah, has he affected his character's legacy? Yeah, like...
He sucks! He is awful.
So this all counts, right? This all counts
absolutely.
When we talk pass rock,
man,
whatever Hollywood rock this counts.
But, I mean,
he is falling down the list of all-time greats rapidly.
Wow. This used to be D'Lo's guy, too.
Yeah, it was his guy, and here I am going to defend him.
Wow. Well, of course you are. You're sitting here running around. 6 weeks! 6 weeks!
6 weeks. I told him he got 6 weeks. 6 weeks to get this thing together. Cody, you don't need me. You don't need the final boss anymore.
Then none of us need you, Dwayne.
Your stupid
Under Armour shoes and your little energy drink and get out of our face.
What I was going to say is...
And you lucky I learned the difference between good tequila and bad tequila. I don't have to buy that crap you make anymore.
What I was going to say was, it hasn't affected Hogan. So how's it going to affect Dwayne?
Hogan? Bro, they pull Hogan out of the building.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you can't say he's not top five.
Yeah, we do throw him on that Mount Rushmore number one still.
But Rock isn't Hogan. You can't tell the story of professional wrestling without Hogan. You can't tell it without The Rock either. But you can gloss over The Rock if you wanted to. It wouldn't be wise. It would. We're talking a four. What?
Yeah, so
we're talking like a 4 or 5 year run, same as Austin.
You can't gloss over that though.
No, you definitely can't.
And he was one of the biggest stars wrestling.
You can tell those at the same time. You can tell the Austin Rock part at the same time.
That's fair.
You can't gloss over Hogan. You can't gloss over the 84, the expansion. You can't gloss over WrestleMania 3. No. You can't gloss over a cover of People magazine, a cover of Sports Illustrated,
TV guy,
the Rock and Wrestling connection. You can't. Hogan was the biggest star in wrestling twice. What he did in 96 as Hollywood Hogan is crazy. You can't, no matter how horrible of a human being he is, he doesn't lose that status.
If I'm telling a
The Rock isn't a horrible human, I don't think The Rock is a horrible human being. He just sucks.
If I'm telling a Cliff Notes version of the history of wrestling,
mm-hmm.
well, from when I was born, we'll mm-hmm. start there.
No, it's, Bruno Sammartino takes?
Yeah,
no, or okay.
It's Hogan, NWO, WCW, Stone Cold, Rock, Attitude Era, Cena, Reigns. Do you think that's accurate?
Give it to me one more time.
Hogan.
Yep.
NWO, WCW, Attitude Era, Austin Rock, Cena, Reigns.
What is that a list of?
Just that is the history of wrestling. Now, when you dive into the minutia, like, yeah, there's other chapters, but just
Hogan,
like that's it. Like that's the super Cliff Notes version.
You left out the Undertaker.
You can leave out the Undertaker.
With the WrestleMania streak, no, that matters. Cena,
that's not.
But that's I think that's footnote. Diving into it.
Cena, Roman. Yeah, you have Hunter. Like Hunter has to go somewhere.
I think Hunter's kind of diving into it. Because if I told you once
I don't
again,
think Hunter's diving into it. Like
if
Hunter,
I told you a quick story, I was like, "Yo, WWF was the biggest thing in the '80s, and they rolled that into the early '90s, and then WCW came with this NWO, and that was crazy.
Yeah.
But then they countered it with Austin Rock, and then this guy Cena came around, and then now we're here today with the Bloodline."
It's tough because Hunter was kind of the bridge between the Attitude Era and the Cena Era.
True.
But there is a really important footnote to Triple H's story.
Just him mirroring Stephanie.
Yeah, like that's it's part of like television, which they played that out a little bit too long. But the fact that I think Hunter is extremely talented in multifacets. I think he's extremely talented. But part of the reason he is in the position he's in is because of could he have been in this position without marrying Stephanie? Yeah, sure, probably. Like, again, I think he's that smart. But he did, right? So that's the story that you tell is he married Stephanie McMahon and he's now in the position to work with TKO and be at I guess he's at the top of the wrestling portion of that brand.
Somebody
I think is I genuinely don't know this. Is Hunter the Dana White of WWE?
I think so. I think The Rock might be involved in there too.
No, but the Rock's higher up than that.
He's like
The Rock
is
over
that real? Like a board member? Like,
oh no, that's a shoot. The Rock's over both. Mm. Like there's Ari and Dwayne. Well, Ari is
right.
Here.
Yep.
Dwayne is on that board, next to him. Yeah.
I saw a tweet the other day, and I don't know if the person was being just being facetious or like it's real, but they went back to that moment after the WrestleMania press conference, and they said, who knew this was real life? This was a shoot. When Rock backstage, walks past Hunter and tells him, like, hey, you better go out there and fix this or I will, or something like that.
Oh, I think that was a work.
You think? I think it was too.
That one was 100% a work.
I think it was too, but it looks a little different to me. It looks a little different today.
Why?
Well, maybe The Rock throwing Triple H under the bus a little bit.
Oh. but he brings up the whole, they're talking about our family, so that still ties it into the story and all that.
Well, The Rock was a board member at the time.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, I think it was all a work.
Okay. I'm checking.
Did you not read what The Rock said? Well, the whole goddamn business is a work, Dave.
Everything's a work.
Every match. By the way, I said Dave Lagana. It's Dave LaGreca. Sorry.
Every match. Every storyline. Okay. Right. Everything that you hear. Okay. It's all a work. I got newsflash for you. It's all a work. Look, Damian.
Yep.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you, Jesse, Casey, you guys this all come terrible. Around.
See, no, he's there. You guys it's all here. Come it's around, here.
And you guys all sit down there with creative, and we talk about this thing together. Because when I tell you we had 6 weeks, 6 weeks to get this thing together, because the sales were terrible for Elimination Chamber. They were terrible. They were in the dumps. And then Triple H needed me to come on there. That's the only reason why I came on there. But once they got to that.
Slow down a little bit.
What are you doing over there?
I'm coaching. I'm being a good friend. What are you doing besides being a hater, huh?
First of all.
I'm helping out.
First of all.
I got your back sometimes. I got his back now.
You're gassing him up. Second of all, we're just letting words like that fly now, huh?
Hey, we're trying to work right here.
Unbelievable.
Soren, I agree. He says, I can't wait to see KC and Moana 3.
Alan James right here. This is what we do it for. I think I finally hear. This is why we do it.
Look, it only took them 6 weeks. It only took them six weeks.
I swear to God.
But we're here. Everybody hears it, but you, D-Lo. I told you.
Hey, no.
Close your eyes, and you can see. Yes, close my eyes, the vision.
And a very aggressive Barack Obama is directing.
Scooter, like I said, hey, Casey's going to slow down, but Scooter says that's it. He can hear it.
All right. Damn it, Scooter.
I'm starting to hear it.
Whoa, hey, get your boy, though. Hey, all right.
Hey, no, I didn't read the last part.
Let's put that back on the screen.
Hey, my hands are clean on this one. My hands are clean on this one, Brett. I didn't do it.
All right, chill, brother, chill.
Hey, that's good awareness by me, though.
Okay, good decision-making. Shout out to my boy, RH, you know what I mean?
Show is a joke.